Bishop Fenwick girls basketball coach Adam DeBagis is with us. Adam, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us as we're just minutes away from the start of the state tournament here.
Yeah, it's cool. It's an exciting time. You know, you spend a lot of time just looking at the brackets and all that stuff. I think everyone does, parents, kids, everyone. Cool.
You know, Adam, I will get to the tournament in just one moment. Here's one diversion question for you. Cecilia Kay just recently was named the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Your center, a junior, a 1,000-point scorer. So just give our listeners a little your view on Cecilia Kay and what she's meant to your team.
I mean, just sheer numbers-wise, she's so consistent in what she does on the court, but I feel like I've said this a thousand times this year. I mean, just her growth as a leader has been the best part this year. And, you know, even from start to finish of the year, it's been so good. Her and I just have conversations now like peers almost, how we need to, you know, approach the team getting better and things like that. And I just trust her so much, you know, to the point where I feel like I could leave the team alone and ask her to run the show and she could do it, you know, just as well. So I just think she's a great kid and hardworking kid and just almost perfect all around. And I'd say almost perfect because nobody's perfect.
Okay. Well, she shouldn't feel slighted then. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You seemed like you were going pretty – it was very nice until just then. But no, I'm just kidding. No, but those are very nice comments indeed, for sure. So, Adam, the number three in Division III in for the state tournament, that's not a bad ranking. But what is your take on the ranking and how it all shook out with the power rankings?
Well, it's interesting. We had a much better record last year and had a lower seed. You know, that's how it goes. And you know, this year we 13-7 is our tournament record. One of our games was an exclusion game or an endowment game, but either way, you know, our strength of schedule put us up pretty high. I think we had the best in Division III in that regard, and in that regard, I think we're ready to play pretty much anyone. It's just, you know, every team you play is good enough to beat you, and vice versa. So it's a good spot to be in, and you know, we're definitely looking forward to it. It's nice having David have a few home games, and because I do think our court is a little bit of an advantage for us, as most home courts are. But so good seed, and again, I think our strength of schedule helped us in a lot of ways.
So now you will play the winner later this week of tonight's Lowell Catholic Quabbin Regional game, that game at Quabbin Regional. So these are the 30 and 35 seeds. So is that a game you'll scout?
I'm not going to go there, I don't think. Already, you know, I was watching film all weekend on both of them. So definitely need to know. I think it would be lazy to just not know what you're going to face. I think both teams are, like I said, you know, could beat us if, you know, we don't take it seriously. So you definitely have to, me as far as a coach, I feel like not scouting them would be not taking it seriously. So we definitely have looked at film and look at more and, you know, we'll see whatever we get. But both teams kind of present different things. Quabbin does a lot of, like, zone press stuff, and Lowell Catholic does a lot of man, half-court man stuff. But, I mean, I think, you know, in both their cases, if they would have to come play us, they would probably try to throw a lot of stuff at us. So we got to be ready for it.
Sure. So now let me ask you this, too, about the Catholic Central League. Obviously, probably the top girls basketball league, if not one of the top in the state. And you guys are in Division III. You also have St. Mary's at the number one seed from the league in Division III. But can you share any other thoughts or your observations on any other league teams there, and how and what's up for them in the tournament?
Yeah, Archbishop Williams is right in our small bracket there. They would be, you know, a couple games out if they were to win, if we were to win. And they're a really tough team that we, you know, didn't beat easily for sure. So they're tough, and Bishop Stang, I think, is very tough. They're loaded with two seniors. You know, their senior leadership alone will help them be good. So that, I think Arlington Catholic's in there. I forget exactly where they are. You know, Cathedral's in Division Four, which is unfortunate for the rest of the Division Four crowd. I think, and then, you know, Fian's in D1 out there, and they're one of the best teams in D1, so that should be interesting to see how they fare. They're the deepest to me of any team in our league. You know, just kids coming off their bench are as great as some of the kids that they start. So, but in D3, Archie's and Bishop Stang, I think, are the other ones that you know, aside from us and St. Mary's, they're the toughest teams, and they'll be tough for, I think, Saugus is going to Archbishop Williams. You know, and Saugus has a really good record, but they'll struggle because Archie's plays in our league and plays so tough.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Adam, I promise not to keep you too long here on this on this little podcast here, but how about just an update for our listeners as to, you know, your team, an observation from you on your team coming down the stretch here, and then maybe a player note or two. We already talked about Cecilia Kay, but maybe another note or two, and, you know, just to get a little update on Fenwick girls basketball.
We played great on Wednesday against Whitman Hanson. They're a very good team in Division II. So that was encouraging, last game of the regular season. And we just played, you know, there are days this year where we've struggled with composure, and there's days where we struggle with energy, and we haven't kind of had both at the same time for four quarters. So we were almost there on Wednesday. Then we scrimmaged on Saturday against Central Catholic and played well again. So those are encouraging things. And we had a couple of juniors playing real well, Kate McVail and Tess Keenan, which is, you know, a huge difference. And, Celia Nielsen, a freshman, and Caitlin Boyle have been playing great. You know, Anna Ferdinandi, another freshman, has been playing well all year, high level of energy. So we just need that. I mean, we definitely a team that people will game plan for Cecilia Kay. And so if we can get other people contributing, not even necessarily in points, but in potentially assists and rebounds and defensively, steals, deflections, all that, then something real can happen. But, you know, we need all those little pieces to be good.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with Ryder Frost, who is the other Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, and he is, you know, at 6'6", he's big, but he hits from all over the floor for scoring. And I'm thinking about how his game has evolved, and I'm thinking that as a coach, Adam, you've got to think of ways for Cecilia to grow and score from different spots and be effective from different spots, so because teams will just focus and zero in on her and double or triple or whatever they need to do.
Yeah, and she gets banged up pretty good, which it's unbelievable how she bounces back. She gets a lot of focus, and you know, there's, you know, it's one of those things. There's three or four people draped on her at a time sometimes. So yeah, she definitely needs the help and of her teammates to, you know, succeed, and she knows that, and they know that, and so it's just a matter of preparing the best you can and then performing the best you can when you have that chance.
Finally, Adam, I know there's no time or date set for your first game, which would be the winner of the game we were just talking about earlier, the Lowell Catholic Quabbin game tonight, but do you have an idea when it might be? Friday, Saturday?
We think Thursday, just because there's an event at Fenwick on Friday, so we're thinking Thursday. I haven't heard anything about Saturday.
Okay.
But it probably wouldn't be Friday. It would probably be Thursday.
All right. Yeah, I was just trying to get some inside behind-the-scenes information here, just for our listeners here.
I'm surprised it's not up there either.
No, a lot of them aren't. I mean, they'll probably start appearing soon here, but who knows? Yeah. Well, Adam, thanks so much for your time. Congrats to you and the team, and best of luck, and I hope you have a great tournament run here coming up.
Thank you, Bill, as always. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Take care. Adam DeBagis, girls basketball coach at Bishop Fenwick, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.